We are at the end of Siman Tov, Kuf, Tes, Vav. We're up to Siv Zayin. So let's do Siv Zayin. Let's go to the end of the Siman, Bezrat Hashem. Imhu Safek. Okay, so we've discussed, in the beginning of the Siman, we discussed where the guy brings a gift, and the gift either was or may have been picked off a tree on Yontif or caught on Yontif. Then in Siv Hei, we moved into not worrying about Kotzer and Tzad, but it came Michutz Latchum. And we said since the Tchum is a low grade Issa Durabanan, it's only Usser for the one for whom it was brought. It's also because the guy did something for the Jew that he wasn't allowed to do. It's, you know, pretty open and shut. Although we'll see it's discussed. But because it's low grade derabanan, so Chazal did not aser it on the neighbors, only on the one for whom it was brought, including his family and his regular guests, as opposed to tzeda and kotzer. So then it's aser to everybody. So now we're discussing a suffix. Se'iv Zayin. Im hu suffix. Im ba'o mi chutz l'tchum, you don't know. Im hu ein Yehudi ashori imo bi'ir, u peres mitzuyim ba'ir. If he lives with you in the city, or lav dafka the city, but within the tchum of the city, and the peres that he brought are found within the tchum of the city, but not on trees, because then it's worse. So mutter, v'im lav, aser. Doesn't mean city, it means within 2,000 amas outside the city. The kevan shu shari b'tchum, v'gam l'peres mitzuyim hem b'toch ha'tchum, ein choshishin she'eilu ha'peres avim mechus ha'tchum, you don't have to be choshishin, maybe it came from outside. He's here, there are peros that are matzui here, detached peros. So we could say that. The other abba, armin kan nimtzo v'kan hayu. We could say we have some sort of chazaka, whatever it is, kan nimtzo kan hayu. But if either one is outside, then it's a problem. Well, if who's shari chutz atchum, after peres mitzuyim b'toch atchum, talina shevi mimako mimukoma mechutz atchum. So you need tarti the tivusa. You need both things going for you. He has to be within the tchum, and the peres have to be from within the tchum. But if either one is from outside of the tchum, then already we're going to aser misafik. Why are we asering misafik? Safik durabana on the kula. It's something that's going to be mutter after yantef, and davar sheyesh lo matirin, we don't apply the rule of safek derabanan lekula. That it'll be mutter immediately after yantef. However, yesh mekilim beikir davar zeh. There are those that disagree and that say no. Udidhu besafei chutzatum lekula azin gam biyantif gufa v'gam biyantif gufa shari. It's not only mutter miyad after yantif; it's mutter yantif itself, and it's a low grade derabanan, a low grade suffik derabanan. So we're going to even go lekula, even though it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. However, Ladina Iker Kisvara Rishona, that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it should be aser on Yantiv itself, but it'll be mutter right after Yantiv. V'yeshe tzidudul hakam tzubi Yantiv sheni, mishum dahave sveik sveika. And there are those that are makel in the same situation, safek michutz l'tchum brought on Yantiv sheni. Because then you have also, we're going to apply a sveik sveika, that maybe it's not really yantif at all. Now we're not applying that sfek sfeka yantif rishon. The same suffek of yantif sheni you also have a yantif rishon. But that far we're not going to go. Okay, that is siv zayin. Siv ches. Davar she'ein b'mino b'mechubar. You don't have to worry that it was picked off the tree. Shehu v'lisha b'yantif rishon shal rosh hashana. It was brought on Yantav Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah. Mutter b'sheni. You're allowed to eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. V'odin l'shabbos v'yantav asmuch hazeh l'zeh. If it comes on Shabbos, you can eat it the next day on Yantav. Now we said in Sif Aleph that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, if the guy picks it off the tree or catches the fish, brings it to Yantav Rishon, it's also not only Yantav Rishon, but even a Yantav Sheni, it's a Yuma Arichta, and even a Yantav Samach Shabbos is considered, even though it's two Kedushas, it's considered Hachona, we said, we now have to be Mechin from Shabbos to Yantif, or Yantif to Shabbos. You had the question, which I never answered, what if you have an Erev Tavshilin, then you are allowed to prepare for Yantif to Shabbos? Which, that was a good question. I still don't have an answer for that. So the rules that we said over there, by where we either suspect or we know that the guy picked it off the tree or caught the fish on Yantif, but that's not the case when it's just brought Michutz L'Tchum. Again, we rely on the fact that it's a low-grade Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore we can be Mekel on the second day of Yontif. Mishmur Siv Katatam Ba'al, Mutter B'Sheni, second day Rosh Hashanah, but you have to wait, Kedei She'yei Asu, the time it takes to go get it, Michutz L'Tchum. Afa Gadzul Inyam Mechubar Machmarina Bazel Kulei Alma, V'Chashmina Lek Yuma Arech, Dukudul El B'Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, we said it's one long day. If it's burned on day one, it's also on day two. B'Tchumin Dekila Lo Machmarina Bazel. But Issit Tchumin is a low grade Issit Darabanan, that we can be more makel on that than we can on catching the fish and picking the apples off the tree. And therefore, we're going to be makel on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, or Yontif going into Shabbos, or Shabbos going into Yontif. If Tess Yisrael Shashigir Daron Lachavera Ayudei En Yehudi Me'erv Yontif. So now, up to now, the guy is either bringing a gift or bringing something to sell, and he's going to give it to you and come for money after Yontif. Now, Reuven is sending a Yontif gift to Shimon through the Goyish mailman. So Yisrael Shashigir Daron, he sends a friend a gift Lachavera to his friend Ayudei En Yehudi Me'erv Yontif. He sends him Erev Yontif. And his friend is supposed to get an Erev Yontif. But he ends up bringing it Michutz L'Tchum on Yontif, which wasn't the plan. Even the one for whom it was brought, everyone now is allowed to eat those peros on Yontif. Why? Okay, so first of all, the Mishabura points out, Sivkot and Samaches, that's only if the Mishaleach did not intend for the guy to bring it on Yontif. If he intended for the guy to bring it on Yontif Michutz L'Tchum, then he's asking the guy to do something that's Aser, then it's going to be Aser. He asked him to do something Mutter, and then the guy, on his own convenience, decided to do something that was Aser, but that was not the Kavana, and that's not what it was supposed to be. Let's go to the beginning of Sifkat and Samaches. We don't have to be guys that maybe he'll ask the guy to do it. That's only when the guy is bringing something of his own for the Jew. Maybe you'll ask him to do it. The guy is just like the mailman. He's no shaykhus. He's not bringing you the gift. The hekeres is a kabel. He is no sheikhs to the. He's not trying to give you a gift and give you anything. He's just a mailman. But actually, chusay dis hakamu to Ovid. He's doing the shlichus of Reuven, bringing something to Shimon. So deer shoe they bring down. So there's really two reasons, right, that you're not allowed to be nana from what the guy does for you on Yontif. One is you shouldn't ask him to do it. So that's what we're saying over here. Here it's not shaykh that you're going to come to ask him to do it for you because he didn't do it for you. So that's what deer shoe says, footnote 94. Makor devar v'hu midivir ha-mi'iri. Ubir alocha le'el kasa b'shmo she'af l'rashi. Ikir ha-tam ha-isa mishum shema yomar ha-yisrael l'nachri. Lasos bishvilo malacha. The ikar reason is you shouldn't come to tell the guy to do it for you. V'imkein binyanei gamadas Rashi yesh lahatir. So here we're going to be making even according to Rashi. Hold on, diber maslo yesh. Okay, I don't know. We have to find that below. The Tam Nosaf Leheter. I'm continuing in Dershu footnote 94. Rebbe Kiva Eger brings down on the Magen Avraham. the guy is not intending on doing anything for the Makabel. He doesn't know the Makabel. He doesn't care about the Makabel. He's doing something for the Mishaleach. But he's not really doing something for the Mishaleach either, although this gets dangerous and people throw this out and I don't think it's valid. So he's not considered doing something for the Makabel. He's doing something for the Mishaleach. And he's not really doing it for the Mishaleach. He's doing it to get his money. Now, that doesn't mean every time you could just give money to a guy and he can do whatever you want on Shabbos and Yontif if he's doing it for himself. That we don't say. But here, the one that's benefiting is the one who's getting it, the receiver. The guy didn't do anything for him. The guy is the shaliach of the Mishaleach. And the Mishaleach didn't want it to be done on Yontif. And the Mishaleach is paying him. Okay. Now, the whole Isser is either you shouldn't be nana for the guy does, or you might come to tell the guy to do it for you. There's nothing inherently wrong about, it sounds like something coming michutz latchum. Although, we're going to continue and see that there's a discussion about that. So, let's see. So, mutter afilu lemishu va bishvidal achlam, the recipient is allowed to eat the pears. Aval also the kol yisrael etaltum chutz la'arba amas. Now, there is still a tchum problem. A tchum problem means I can't carry it out of Dalet Amos, and the whole house is Dalet Amos, and the whole city is Dalet Amos, and the area is Dalet Amos. So there is a tchum problem, but the tchum problem does not affect my ability to eat it. I mean, I can eat it, I just can't carry it outside of Dalet Amos. I guess once I eat it, I can walk outside Dalet Amos, right? I assume I don't know, Panim Chadash is Baldekat, it's already something else. Again, also the question of the Talmud chutz l'Abamos, or chutz l'Ir Mukefes Choma, or chutz l'Mivtzar Shiyadua Shahukav Choma l'Dira. That's what we discussed in Shulchan Aruch earlier in the week. Anyway, all these different things have the status of Dalet Amos. Fine. Hagah. V'Davka Shaya. So here's the Ramah. It's very fascinating, actually. It's only when Mishabrusiv Katan Ayin Davkashe Daito wrote to Loma Hamakabel Yodash Yagilo Daromi Ploini Visamachazet. It's only when Reuven sent a telegram to Shimon that he's sending him whatever he's sending him. And he gets that Yantav. So he's expecting it. The last bit is Isamuksa. So there's no Isamuksa. Avalim Loya Lev Daito Me'etmol, but if he didn't know anything about it, and it came Michutz L'Tchum, well, I forgot the lesbe iser tchumin. I mean, there's no iser tchumin, which is what we're talking about over here in this sif, that you can't be nene from something that came that was brought by iser. Aser mishum muksa. The kol she yisrael tar hachanim ba'od yom. It needs to be prepared ba'od yom. Va'afil mishum lo huva bishvilo aser. It's considered muksa. It's going to be aser according to everybody. Mishmerasiv katan ayin beis. Now, I'm just going to remind you. When we started the siman, I had the following shayla. The shayla I had was as follows. My wife wanted to make food for her tamidot for Yontif Sheni of Shavuos. And we're going to bring it, come and have a suda with them on Yontif Sheni of Shavuos. And I got all bent out of shape. You're bringing something michutz l'tchum. Maybe that's a problem. So far, it seems, and we're gonna touch this up right now. You know, it's not so different. There's no inherent problem of something coming mechutz l'tchum. There's a problem of a guy doing something that's aser on yontif that you're not allowed to do to be nene from, like when the guy turns on the light, you can't be nene. So this is the rabbanan. So even though it's the rabbanan, you also can't be nene. Maybe now we're seeing maybe this is an Isra Mukso, but if you're telling the girls that you're bringing them, that you're bringing it for them, then there's no problem of Mukso either. Let's see. Mishra Sivkan Ayin Beis. V'das kama achronim l'hokya bazeh l'shayach bazeh Mukso. So a number of achronim disagree with the Ramah and say it's not shayach Mukso over here. Da bailim lo hiksum, because the bailim is not Mukso, the bailim did not separate it, you know, from use. He sent it to his friend to be used. The das abenu laknos him, but the lachilamo. The friend dafka wants him to have it and to eat it. It's not the muksa is. I set it aside. I'm not planning on using it. Boom. So now I'm maksa midaiti. Umitzad makabel like a muksa. The lehel peros hefkish ba mechutz l'tchum shemutu la'achlan af mishlohay adai to alav. If there's peros shel hefker that come from mechutz l'tchum, You're allowed to eat them, even though you didn't have das on it. The ain't lesser ella b'hayilu liyisha atzma peros kol tzum v'vilo nacher b'yantif. Ah, now if I have my own peros, I have a peros outside the city. They're not attached to the tree. And my worker decides he's going to be a nice guy. He knows I'm not allowed to go out there, and he comes to bring it to me on yantif. So there is room to say it's muksa. They came into Yodim and Abayim Bo'odyom. I knew about it Bo'odyom. And I didn't go bring it inside the Tchum. So that means I have a Hesach Hadas. I'm maksa midayti. V'aschu dayto minayo. Kevesh lo heviyem l'tocha Tchum Erev Yontif. I didn't bring it in for Erev Yontif. So then, havu l'hu muksa. So then that's going to be muksa. However, even that, v'yesh mekil and gambazeh, there are those that I make it even in such a case, because when you put something in storage in oitzer, that creates a type of muksa. You did something active. I pushed it away. Like the grogos with simukim, I dry them out. I push them away. Here, I didn't bring it into the tchum, but I didn't push it away. That's where it's located. So that's not shayach muksa, because I didn't set it, push it aside. V'dino k'mo shegatz mechaber sif hey, the kotzal yiraba, the yesh lismoch alayu b'shas otchak, it's not even going to be a problem muksa. Now this is the part that I had a hard time with. The kotzal aman di isle iser muksa biyom tov, the whole Rama that talks about muksa, anything outside the Tchum is going to be muksa, is only according to the Rama. About the man, the last like is a muksa b'yantav, but the one who doesn't hold for a muksa on yantav, who passes like Reb Shimon, which we know is the Rama himself, bringing the Yesh Omrim in Tov Tadiyei, lo shaykh a klal kol ikr ha-gozu. This whole ha-goz is not relevant. So that would explain why the Mishabura numerous times did not want to pin the Mekel Shita on the Ramah. He kept saying the Yesh Omrim that we find in the Ramah on Tav Tzarihe. Why don't you just tell me according to the Ramah on Tav Tzarihe? He kept blaming it on the Yesh Omrim. It could be because this Ramah seems to contradict that Ramah. So that Ramah is talking, it's the Yesh Omrim, but he's Labdavka holding by that opinion 100%. And if he was, why would he say this and just say it's Stam and it's against what he wrote Tav Tzarihe? However, Baruch Hashem, in the course of going through Hilchos Yontif, we did see at one point that the Mishnah Berurah paskin definitively, like he said it was the Ramah, Tav Tzarihei, like Reb Shimon, there's no muksa even on, not just on Shabbos, even on Yontif. Obviously, we're talking about muksa of Otsar, very specific, low-grade types of muksa, like muksa the Otsar. So that was like a very interesting curveball that the Mishnah Berurah here threw in at the end, which does pin this Ramah against the Yesh Omrim he brought down in the very beginning of Hilchos Yontif. But bottom line, what comes out is that there really is nothing inherently muksa or problematic about something coming with Chutzotchum. The problem is when a guy does something for you on Yontif that he wasn't allowed to do. Now, that, you know, will bring in the whole, you know, can you tell the yeshiva boy who's keeping his 2 days of Yontif and he's by his relatives, Yontif Sheni, can he ask the relatives to do things for him on Yontif Sheni? A lot of poskim don't like that. But even the poskim that don't like that, the relatives can do things for him. And we don't say, is this an Isser, you know, Isser Hana, and you can't be Nanan. So this is no worse than that. It doesn't seem to be even an Isser Muksa. Even if you want to say there's an Isser Muksa, you easily can get around that by telling your students you're going to be bringing them something. But even without that, it would seem okay. So the whole Chutzotchum business is really just an example of what happens to be a low-grade Isser Derabbanan when the guy does something that you're not allowed to do on Yontif, so just like, you know, Amir Lakum, and then there's benefiting from what the guy does for you, which is Asr. But it's not something inherent with Chutzotchum. There is a deal and discussion that we see over here about Muksa, but even that, La'alocha L'maisa would seem okay, and even the Machmirim would agree that if you knew about it in advance, it would be okay, but there are plenty of Mekilim, not just the Ram over there, but there's a Yesh Mekilim over here also. And that concludes Siman Tov Kuf Tes Vav.